Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A moment when the beta test is over and the enemy comes. That assault has begun. And it means the beginning of the end of Satan's rule on earth. But he's going to have his hour. We're going to have to take our licks. Kathleen in Wisconsin, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Hi. So there's a couple things I would love to see done. The first would be a national unmask day at these big box stores. So just once a week, nationwide at a certain time, people just go to these stores, can either enter with the mask and take it off or just go in there. And if the companies are afraid, then they can close the door and they can lose their money for a little while if they're not going to let people in. Or maybe just don't shop online at these stores for a week, but just it has to be at a
level. Well, I think the answer is just what I do. I just walk in, and when they start saying something, I start educating them. And then it starts making a scene. They usually just wave me in. And if not, I leave. I mean, that happens on a routine basis. And I think people should then videotape that, and then that goes viral of you talking about it and you educating them, saying, hey, the same amount of people died this year that died last year, roughly. The final numbers will be in a couple of weeks, but it looks like it's about the same. Say, so how is it this giant record death level? It's not. It's a fraud.
That's true. It happened to me last week at Whole Foods. I went in there, and I had one of the managers come up with a little tray, and he says, Ma'am, I need to have you put this mask on. And I said, no, I'm not going to put it on. I said, I don't know who touched that. Well, I'll go open a clean box for you. I said, no. I said, I'm not going to put it on. My hands are dirty. You're not supposed to touch your mask or your face with dirty hands. And I walked away. But I think we just need to have more people doing that.
That's right. We have to not comply. And also point out, hey, did you know that bacterial pneumonia is just spread by mask? They're filthy, they're dirty, they don't protect you. It's a symbol of the fear. It's a symbol of the martial law. It's a symbol of submission, just like wearing a burqa in Islam. So I say either calmly do it or make a scene in these places. Make scenes.
Well, that's another thing, too, with the mask. I agree. My mom has asthma, and in October she was really sick. She had a fever. Stayed home for a week. My dad's a doctor. He monitored all of her symptoms, and after 5 days, she was afraid of pneumonia and sepsis. So he brought her to the hospital, of course. They did the China virus test, and he says, well, what about influenza? Are you going to test for influenza? No, we don't really see any influenza cases. So she was admitted. Luckily, she wasn't intubated, and she wasn't in the ICU, but they wouldn't let her nebulize in the hospital room because they were worried about aerosolization, but yet she didn't have to wear her mask while she was in the hospital room and had an active cough. And, you know, they wouldn't let us send a humidifier into her room to let her get humidity in the air because the hospital air is so dry. So I said, well, just turn on your shower, just blast hot water in the shower. And a lot of these hospitals, too, aren't treating people on an outpatient basis so that they don't get to the hospital.
Well, that's
so
right. And these hospitals, many of them are filthy. They're full of viruses. They're full of drug-resistant bacteria and viruses. And so they're admitting people shouldn't even be in the hospital, and then they're getting sick and they're dying, and then when they die of pneumonia or regular flu, they mark it as COVID. That's admitted. And now here we are almost a year into this fraud, and it's just intensifying. It's just continuing. Kathleen, thank you so much for the call. She's gone. Okay, we got Roger Stone for a couple segments, and he's going to be up with us in D.C. on the 5th and the 6th. It's going to be huge. And then after he leaves us, I'm going to go right back to Brian and Michael and John and Charles and Paul and Tim and Dennis and others, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, on this first broadcast of the year 2021. Hard to believe, here we are. So we're going to talk about Trump's road to victory with 19 days left, the big day coming up on the 6th. What are the real numbers? What are the real facts? What are the procedures? And the constitutional lawyer, Robert Barnes, will be popping in for several segments as well in the third hour. The Dell Bigtree, who heads up the big organization and groups fighting the dangers of inoculations, he'll be coming up as well. Roger Stone is our guest on the other side of this break in 60 seconds. Please share the live links from band.video and the main live show feed at infowars.com/show. It is an act of revolutionary defiance. It is a victory to override the censors. So take action, my Paul Revere's. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty. We forward in this generation. Triumphantly.
These songs of freedom.
Won't you help to sing these songs?
Look at this Washington Post headline. Anti-vaxxers are dangerous. Make them face isolation, fines, and arrest. Even Bloomberg reports 80% of healthcare providers don't want to take it because they say it's been rushed too quick. It's got too many bad side effects, too many deaths. It's not even a vaccine. Wow, that's coming up later with your phone calls. But joining us is Roger Stone, recently fully pardoned by the 45th President of the United States, Donald John Trump, who has called on everyone to come to D.C. on the 5th and the 6th. We've got a huge event on the 5th that I'm to be emceeing much of. It's going to be going on from 12 noon until 8:30 at night, and that is on the Freedom Plaza right by the White House. Roger Stone's going to be speaking there as the keynote speaker. And then the next day, we're going to be at the White House, right across from the White House on the Ellipse. And you're going to have a large crowd there. But then outside of that, you're going to have millions that are gathering. We're going to then march to the Capitol peacefully while they have the debate inside. And to give us the latest on that, does Trump have a path to victory? We're starting to see senators say they're going to call for debate. Josh Hawley, we're seeing at least 140 House Republicans plan to object to Biden electoral vote. That's what Jake Tapper says. Louie Gohmert says it's probably 160 right now. Wow, an incredible time, Roger, an incredible confluence of history as the planets align. It's good to talk to you in the year 2021.
Well, Alex, first of all, Happy New Year. It's got to be a better year than 2020, although 2020 certainly had its highlights. It was not only the year in which I was convicted, framed really, in a Soviet-style show trial, but also the year in which, through the mercy of God, the president gave me first a commutation, then a full and unconditional pardon. Yes, it's very important for patriots to go to Washington, D.C. on January 6th for a peaceful protest, and here is why. The fake media psyop, the censorship now of all mass communications, with the exception of radio, so network, cable, internet, print media, is completely censored. This is the first time in the 40 years that I've been in American politics that this has ever happened. And the way you push back against the fake news media that insists the president's support is dwindling, the president's support is collapsing, Republicans are fleeing. No, show up in Washington in numbers. In numbers, there is strength. Let us show the world that we are large, we are strong, we are united, and we're not putting up with the heist of the 2020 election. That's why this event is so very important.
Roger, we've also seen headlines out there in the Washington Post, the New York Times, in the Nation, saying, arrest Donald Trump for sedition. And that was just last week. And then they lie and say that you and I are calling for violence, that Trump's calling for violence. It's the left that burnt down cities, that burnt down police stations, and shot people in the head. We're going to D.C. like they did in Romania, or like they've done in many other places, and showing our number to the dictatorship of the left, of the bureaucracy that's trying to steal the election from our president and complete their takeover. We do not want violence of any type because we have the election on our side. We have the truth. It's the left that's violent.
It's interesting. That piece you just showed was written by Sean Wilentz. Sean Wilentz is a fish-faced enemy of the people. He's a leftist. His father and his uncle ran the Democratic machine in New Jersey for many years, epically corrupt politicians. So he's not a historian. He's a propagandist. The only sedition here that I can see is in the heist and theft of the election. The overwhelming and compelling and growing evidence of voter fraud, the very real evidence of cyber manipulation of the vote. As you and I have experienced over the last 2 years, everything is backwards. So if they accuse you of colluding with the Russians, that means they were colluding with the Russians, which we know to be a fact. The Russians helped compile the phony Steele dossier that the deep state used as the fake justification of their investigation into the Russian collusion, which never existed. When they accuse us of doing virtually anything, it means they are the ones doing it. The sedition here is on the part of Joe Biden and the Democrats and their handmaidens in the fake news media, because they have been running a very successful psyop since before the election. Let's go through it. Donald Trump can't possibly win. His mishandling of COVID-19 was a disaster. Suburban women are fleeing him in droves. It's over. He's dead. He's going to lose Wisconsin by 17, ABC News poll. All of that is false. Donald Trump fought his way back from the precipice to win what I'm convinced, based on a lot of examination, is a majority of the legal votes cast. So we're the ones standing up for the rule of law. We're the ones standing up for the Constitution. They are the ones acting seditiously. Here's a little key going forward. Anytime any Democrat uses the word rule of law, they're lying. They didn't care about the rule of law when Bill Clinton was fixing Hillary's illegal email server case on the tarmac with the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. They didn't care about the rule of law when Joe Biden and Barack Obama used the full authority of the United States government to use falsified data to defraud the FISA court to justify their spying on the Trump campaign. That's the biggest scandal in American history. Where was the rule of law then, Jerry Nadler? Please, this is nonsense. We are in an epic, epic struggle here. It's not Republicans versus Democrats. It's not conservatives versus liberals. This is about the insiders and an outsider, Donald J. Trump. This is about a struggle between dark and light, between evil and good, between the godly and the godless, and we dare not fail, Alex. That's why I will be with you shoulder to shoulder in Washington, D.C. on January 6th.
Well, this is going to be beyond epic, and obviously you're going to be at both events with me, but I suggest we stick together because this is going to be extremely, extremely historic at the White House. You're speaking, I'm speaking. It's going to absolutely have the left go into total, complete conniption fits. And let's expand on that, Roger. I have had ABC National News hosts call me up. I've had others from Fox call me. I've had Democrat Party lawyers call me and go, Alex, we like you. I bet we can get you replatformed. Please don't do this in D.C. You're going to be in danger. Somebody might shoot you. Oh, please don't lead a violent revolution. And really what they're doing is calling up and threatening me. So they're really concerned about the six, Roger. I mean, if they've got it in the bag so much, why are they doing this?
Because in numbers there is strength. But let's be very clear. We renounce violence. We're not for violence. It was four Trump supporters who got stabbed after the last D.C. event. It was 82 Trump supporters who were badly injured in attacks by Antifa. This is my greatest concern because our events are essentially grassroots-oriented pop-up events. We don't have the big bucks that George Soros has for security. I actually set up stopthesteal.org. This is to raise money solely for security, solely for transportation and security of people to protect those peaceful citizens who show up. I don't want to see any more stabbings or beatings. We renounce violence. Violence is a tactic of the left.
That's right. That's why I'm asking you, why is the left so concerned about our rally? Because they know it's going to show that Biden, who can't even get a high school auditorium full, is a fraud.
That's precisely why they're scared. The idea of a million Americans converging on Washington, D.C. to protest the heist of the 2020 election was not in their script. At this point, you have virtually every element of the Republican establishment who owe so very much to Donald Trump, who led that party back to being a majority party of working class people, telling the president, oh no, pack it in. You've got to concede. You need to think about history. Nonsense. The president won this election, and he should keep fighting right to the end.
I agree. Let's look at all the angles of that and Georgia and more. And what if Biden gets in? What happens next? We'll be back with Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
Got a hold of me. Yeah, we got two of the real bad boys here. Yours truly, Alex Jones and Roger Stone. Roger Stone did absolutely nothing wrong. I was there. He was working at InfoWars during the campaign and officially worked here after. And I knew everything he said was true in the media because I was heavily involved in it all. Notice they didn't ever want to call me as a witness, the feds. Said they had Steve Bannon, who contradicted himself. That's a whole other kettle of fish. But what is it like for you, Roger, and we'll get back into the current developments, to be, I know, loved. I'll go down the street with you, and you shake 50 hands before somebody goes, F you, Russian, I hope you effing die. Same thing happens to me, but you were telling me that now that you've been pardoned, it's gotten even worse. They're really mad.
Alex, it's a flashpoint, I guess. So I'm an extraordinarily polarizing figure. I don't really care about that. The people who are with me, the people who prayed for me, the people who sustained me through this, God bless them. Every once in a while, we run into some nut job. I really do need security when I go to Washington or when I travel anywhere outside of Fort Lauderdale and even in some places of South Florida.
Well, Roger, I've got about 20 security guys. I know you got a few, so you can just join up with us.
You know, Alex, I'm putting in sometimes 17, 18-hour days. I'm trying to finish my book, which is entitled Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong, My Political Persecution and the Heist of the 2020 Election, because they are very intricately connected. I'm trying to finish the script for a documentary. I'm going to be honest with you. If I was not using BrainForce Plus, there's no way. This is a great product. I'm paid nothing to tell you this, folks. I'm telling you this because it's the truth. This stuff gives me a lift of energy, both mental and creative energy, kind of helps organize your mind, but it doesn't leave you awake staring at the ceiling late at night when you can't sleep. So I cannot recommend BrainForce Plus enough. I swear by it.
Roger, I appreciate your plug. BrainForce Plus is a good, clean, natural nootropic for the brain, available at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't know you were going to do that plug, but I appreciate your support, because without you and the listeners, this broadcast would not be here, my friend. Now let's pull back. I got to ask a lot of questions, but what else is front and center for you, your advice to the president, his chances, what you expect to see in the Senate and the House next week? I know you've got a lot of inside sources. What is the sense right now?
Well, the thing that perplexes me, and I don't know the answer, Alex, is why the president left Mar-a-Lago, his palatial place in Palm Beach, early, because the Mar-a-Lago New Year's Eve party has always been kind of his favorite event. That's the event of the year for him. He and his incredible wife, the First Lady, an extraordinary woman, step on the red carpet. It is a time of great celebration for his many, many supporters and friends. For him to abandon that and return back to Washington tells me that he is doing so because of some official business. I have no inside track on what this means, other than to say I believe it means something, because this is an event that has great sentimental affection for the president, and he is going to miss it. I don't know what's afoot in Washington. As you know, the Iranians are making hostile noises, but the president has always handled them appropriately. But I don't know what is afoot. I do know that that there are now more than enough House members to object to the certification of the Electoral College. Matt Gaetz, Louis Gohmert, Mo Brooks, some fine men there. I believe that a senator will be found. I saw that Josh Hawley, who I like very much from Missouri, says that he will object. I'm still hopeful that Rick Scott from Florida will object. In fact, there is a peaceful protest, a peaceful event, just down the street from Rick Scott's house this Sunday at 1 o'clock in Naples, Florida. We ask people to join us there. We are respectfully and peacefully calling on the president, calling on Senator Scott, the senator from Florida, to stand with the president on January 6th. So that is this Sunday. It's at 5400 Temiani Trail. You can find it all over the internet. Please join us for this peaceful protest. We're going to respectfully ask Senator Scott to get on board and be one of those who seconds the motion objecting to the certification of the electors.
Well, I've got to say this, Roger. I am so proud of the populace, the Christians, the conservatives, the nationalists, the common sense people that have fought so hard for 6 years, 2 years to get Trump elected, 4 years of Trump being embattled, and now this epic fight for our right to vote against this globalist Chi-Com takeover. I've got concerns about Trump and the vaccines. I was mad when he tacitly agreed with red flag laws. Trump's not perfect, but he got elected. He's our president. The globalists hate him, and they're trying to remove him from office via fraud right now. And so that's why we've got to back him 110%. Your comments on that?
You're 100% right. And he's got a number of options right now that he could do that would flummox the deep state. I've called on him, for example, before, if he should leave office, or even by the end of this term, he should declassify all of the John F. Kennedy assassination records. He declassified a substantial number of them in the second year of his term. It is now time to declassify all of them. I have urged him to grant a presidential pardon to Julian Assange and to Edward Snowden. No, Assange is not a Russian asset. That's nonsense invented by John Brennan. Snowden's big crime is that he seems to have proved that John Brennan was lying when he told us, James Clapper was lying when he told us there was no metadata collection program on average American citizens. That was a lie. So if the president wants to strike back at the deep state for their efforts to deny him his rightful second term, there are several ways there that he could do so.
Roger, you've been around a lot longer than I have, but I've been around a while now. I've never seen anything like this, never read anything like this in a history book. I mean, we're in uncharted territory right now, aren't we? We're going to look back on this as a spectacularly incredible, dangerous time.
There's no question about that. But the thing that's different about this than every other challenge is, for the first time, they have succeeded in maintaining and enforcing censorship of all mass communications. I thought it was very interesting when you had the young serviceman Ivan Raiklin, who's a friend of mine, on,
yes,
talked about use of the emergency broadcast system to tell the American people the truth. I think this is a great idea. I think it is one of the ideas the president should consider. He has the bully pulpit. I'm sorry, MSNBC and CNN. The evidence of election fraud is growing, overwhelming, and compelling. You can close your eyes and pretend it's not there, but the next thing you know, you'll be telling us there is no such thing as gravity and the world is flat. Not only that, but the evidence of cyber communications is overwhelming. The president has the bully pulpit to make sure the American people understand what has really...
That's right, Roger. So let's talk about this. The one other area he's failing, he's given some great speeches, done some great stuff, hasn't conceded. He should be at the Resolute Desk every night. Calling the troops in, warning the American people, rallying the public. So let's talk about what he should do when we come back in 19 days until they try to coronate Joe Biden.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
out. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. To the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines. It was clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this one-minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's game time. The battle for the Republic, now in sudden death overtime. We are tied in a dead heat against the globalists and the Chi-Cons. But America is not surrendering. You can't cut the suspense with a jackhammer. All right, final segment with Roger Stone. Your call's coming up. Then Robert Barnes joins us, then Dale Bigtree, and so much more. Roger, you were saying some powerful stuff during the break. I know you can't get to it all, but just for folks, you were saying, this is just, in your own words, repeat what you were just telling me during the break.
Well, Alex, here's the thing that I know. I have known the president for now 41 years. The only thing predictable about Donald Trump is that he's completely unpredictable. And therefore, for him to leave his beloved Mar-a-Lago and to leave his palatial and incredibly opulent New Year's Eve party that, you know, was hosted there by the club, to return to Washington, his return has to be triggered by something significant. I'm not second-guessing the President of the United States. I don't know what he has up his sleeve. I do know this. Whatever it is, I will support him 1,000%. He is the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. He is an existential threat to the two-party duopoly that's run the country into the ground. They tried four different times that we know of to remove him. How many attempts were there to remove him that we don't know about? But he's a brawler. He's a fighter. He's going to go down fighting if he's going down at all. He is the rightful winner of this election. The true results demonstrate that. But if we reach a point in America in which one cannot get a fair and impartial judicial decision, and we cannot get a fair, impartial, honest, transparent election, and our legislative process is constipated by special interest influence and fear, well, then there's no avenue to fix what's wrong with America. There's no avenue to reform for reform. I tremble to think of about what that means. Donald Trump is our last best hope to save this nation. Four more years of a Trump presidency, knowing what he now knows and fully understanding the evil of the deep state and the permanent government in place, the next 4 years would be extraordinary in terms of him fixing America. That's why this fight is so vitally important and why we need to see all of you in Washington, D.C. It's also why we must get a U.S. senator to second the motion of Mo Brooks and Matt Gaetz and other great patriots in the House to have open debate on the motion to certify the electors. There is a demonstration this Sunday, a peaceful, respectful demonstration at 5400 Tamiami Trail North. That's north at the northeast corner of U.S. 41 and Pine Ridge Road in Naples, right outside Senator Rick Scott's home. Again, this is a peaceful, friendly, respectful event to urge the senator to do the right thing and to stand with Donald Trump, stand with the Constitution, stand with the American people against this steal. I'm going to be there. I urge anybody in South Florida who can't make it to Washington but wants their voice to be heard to see us on Sunday.
Roger, let's pull back here with the 100,000-foot view from the edge of space, looking down on Earth. Trump's got stuff up his sleeve. We know there was total fraud. The evidence is ridiculously cartoon-level, open and shut, in these five states. As you said, we've got Josh Hawley. We don't have another senator to second it. We've got Pence coming back saying he will now won't be out of the country, won't be going to Israel. He's going to be there. So everybody's coming back to D.C. right now. You can tell there's some big meetings going on. Trump's obviously up there wrangling more senators, more House members. How will that look if he's able to discount those five states? Obviously, the evidence is there. Don't you expect they'll procedurally move to have a new election in the five states? I think that's the fairest thing to do.
I would favor that, but I'm not a constitutional lawyer, nor am I an expert. The thing I like about this is the mandated constitutional process. Very hard to say that the president is involved in an act of sedition when all he is doing and all his supporters are doing is utilizing the current legal process in the appropriate way. We cannot get a fair, honest judicial proceeding. That blows my mind. The case presented by the state of Texas was overwhelming. It was compelling. It was legally correct. It was not flawed. The court's decision not to hear it is outrageous. Outrageous. I would look at those Bush-appointed justices, with the exception of that great patriot Clarence Thomas, as to that action. the fact that we cannot get a fair hearing in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, the site of more theft than I think perhaps any other state. That's why we have to go this route. That's why we are rallying in Washington. That's why it's vitally important that Republicans of good faith stand up for this president on January 6th. I read where a Senator-elect Tuberville from Alabama, the patriot who defeated Jeff Sessions in the Senate comeback bid that he launched, has said that he is considering seconding the motion. That would make Senator Tuberville a national figure overnight and a hero to the American people. So I am praying that this all comes together.
Well, why would they not do it? I mean, we have cartoon-level fraud where they close it, board up the windows, pull out the black suitcases, and start running it over and over again, saying a water main burst, and then right when they do it, it spikes for Biden, and the same thing in the other states. It's cartoon-level. It's like Wile E. Coyote with a sheep on top of his head sneaking off with it.
The reason that they would not do it is because the establishment Republican Party wants Donald Trump off the stage as quickly as the Democrats. See, they like the status quo. They don't mind being in the minority as long as they get some nice crumbs from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They are backed by the fake news media, those jackals in the media, who will not let the fact that this cartoon-level corruption be seen, be heard, be exposed to the American people. As I said earlier, it's a psyop, and in 40 years in American politics, I have never seen a situation in which virtually every element of mass communications in this country is censored.
Isn't that Trump's biggest failure? He talked a lot. He said a lot. Now he's trying to get 230 repealed, but he should have understood that allowing this censorship would end up, I mean, they're now censoring Senate fraud hearings on the election. Google says, well, we're not going to let you see this. I mean, this is sedition. This is dangerous. If the Soviet Union did this, we'd go to war with them. If the Chinese were controlling our media, we'd get upset. But it's big tech in league with the communist Chinese. Roger, I can't wait to see you in D.C. I'm getting in there Monday evening. When do you get in?
That's a little unclear. I'm still working on the logistics, and I don't like to say a lot for security purposes, but I will be there, Alex. I will be shoulder to shoulder with you and so many other great patriots for this important peaceful protest. So, folks, if you can get to Washington, please see us there. If you can't, go to stopthesteal.org and help us pay for some professional security to protect our peaceful protest.
Absolutely. And in closing, this is bigger than the inauguration of Trump gut level. I think this is the biggest historical thing in our lifetimes. I've never been involved in something this important, Roger. This is the biggest thing in my life so far.
Well, and unlike the inauguration, I will not have to wear a top hat. So that part.
All right, Roger, we really appreciate you. God bless. And I'll see you in the swamp.
Thanks, Alex. I look forward to seeing you there, and Godspeed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Folks, I will ask listeners, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, please pray for Roger. Please pray for myself. My parents get really concerned. Everybody else does. I'm obviously a big target. Roger's just as big, maybe bigger. If there's a deck of cards, Trump's the ace of spades, and Roger and I are like the next cards. And it's not like you want to be those top cards. It's not fun. But it's our mission, and I asked for this, so I'm in this position. But I pray that you pray for us, because one of the safest places to be in the world will be D.C. for the average person. But for Donald Trump or Roger Stone or Alex Jones, it is not a happy camper's paradise, I can tell you. We'll be right back with your phone calls, and Robert Barnes is coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
See Trump in trouble, and so they say, oh, well, Trump's bad on the vaccine, or Trump's bad on this or that. Yeah, absolutely. But Trump, overall, I believe, means well and is fighting the globalists, and they hate him, and they're trying to get rid of him, and they're trying to steal this election that's our vote. So that's why I back Trump 110%, and I'm praying for him, because this is an incredible time to be alive right now, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we are taking your phone calls, and the reason Rush Limbaugh, God bless him, says dittos is if you say, hey, I like you, hey, you like me, we can't get to everybody. So I'm not going to say thanks for the call. I'm thanking you all right now. I'm just going to go to the next person, hang up on you, go to the next person, get everybody on here. Okay, Brian in Colorado, thanks for holding. I just said it. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to speak a little bit to the parents out there. I have two small children, and anybody that's engaging in this mask situation is really harming them, and I think it's a form of child abuse, and I really would like it if people would stop participating in that.
I agree. When I see people, especially with 3 or 4 year olds with those damn masks on and then trying to make babies wear it, I want to kick their ass.
Indeed. Let's not get violent, but
no, you know what I mean. I get it's child abuse. Dude, listen, I don't have asthma, and I'm not really somebody that get scared of confined places. As I've gotten older, I've gotten a little bit more. What do you call that when you don't like being in confined spaces? What's that name? Having one of those moments. Claustrophobia. I've gotten a little more claustrophobic as I've gotten older. I wearing these damn masks pisses me off, freaks me out. I can't breathe well with them. Sorry, go ahead.
I totally agree with you. And I want to also tell the people that are perpetrating all this fraud and have been involved with all this treasonous activity, I want them to know that I'm a student of history. I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and there's a lot to know about our world history and our country's history. And people know what happened back in the 1770s. They know it to every day, every hour, every minute from the diaries and the letters that were written. And they know every single person and what they were doing and what they weren't doing. And 100 years from now, the way things are on these computers, that never goes away. Everyone's going to know who you were, who you are, and what you've done. And
I agree, but as millions get cancer and millions get sterile, the Faucis and people are going to be held accountable for murder, like Nazis at Nuremberg. God bless you. See, I said I'm not going to thank the callers, but I just can't help it. Just let's go ahead and talk to Michael in South Carolina. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I think that it's time for our religious leaders to stand up, man, and reject all this. I'll go to these churches, and they're taking people's temperatures and wearing masks and doing all this stuff, and
that's because the new religion is humans are dirty and they're virtue signaling, and oh, they're going to want to see your vaccine passport soon. Exactly. They're not churches. They're caught in the devil's net.
It just blows my mind, Alex. I just can't understand it. And I want to thank you for waking me up, man. I know you get that all the time, but thank you, Alex.
Well, thank you, Michael. I just want us to win together. That's why your word of mouth is king. A woman's word of mouth is queen. And just telling people about the show and sharing videos and sharing articles, that Roger Stone interview needs to get out to everybody, that's how we do it. God bless you. And I guess we can all thank each other. We spend much time thanking each other. We don't get to the next caller, but yes, I love you too. Let's talk to John in Wyoming. John, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. Before I get to the vaccines, I want to touch upon what you mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Remember when you were talking about those giant holograms of jellyfish?
Yes.
Look at the James Bond movie that Daniel Craig filmed. It was called Skyfall. When he was in this huge skyscraper in Hong Kong chasing the bad guy, and outside the windows, they had these enormous jellyfish holograms. They were light green colored, and they looked as realistic as you depicted a while ago. But getting onto the vaccines, there are three important things to remember. That in early 1976, there was one suspected but never confirmed case of swine flu at Fort Dix, New Jersey. So the feds came up with a vaccine. It cost the taxpayers $135 million. And they started the swine flu vaccine March 24th of 76. They ended it October 12th of 76 because over 100 people had died from the deleterious effects, and hundreds more were left either permanently paralyzed or deleteriously brain dead from the effects of the vaccine. So then they quit on October 12th of 76. Years later, when George W. Bush was president, he issued on May 9th, 2007, Presidential Directive 51, which means if your whole family gets wiped out from the deleterious effects of any vaccine, you can't sue the pharmaceutical companies. So this thing has been in the making. This thing has been in the planning for a long, long time. Then fast forward to around the 1980s, late 80s, early 90s, Johnny Carson, when he was still hosting the Tonight Show, had Dr. Robert Mendelsohn on as a guest. This man was a great medical doctor who didn't lie the way that Anthony Fauci has been all along. And he would answer all of Carson's questions. And Carson asked him, well, what about AIDS? He said AIDS was concocted at the Fort Detrick Army Lab in Fort Detrick, Maryland in 1978 and was deliberately introduced into the African population through World Health Organization smallpox vaccinations. And you could hear a pin drop. Well, guess what? Shortly after the interview, They claim that Dr. Mendelsohn died of a heart attack. He was 60 years old in perfect health, didn't smoke, didn't drink, didn't use drugs, no fat on him. The man looked 30 years old, and yet they claim he died of a heart attack.
And by the way, John, I remember seeing an interview that, like, when YouTube came around like 50, 60 years ago, and it's been removed. I couldn't find that Dr. Mendelsohn on Johnny Carson. Maybe it's been re-uploaded. If somebody's got it, re-upload it. So people should download archives. They should save them. But absolutely, my dad knew a lot of people in Dallas that worked for the government. And when I was like 10 years old, I said, "Dad, how bad's HIV?" And he said, "Son, it's a biological weapon that only really attacks black people. Whites don't have enough receptor sites. It's very hard for a white person to get it." And then he basically talked about Dr. Mendelsohn. He also talked about people he knew that worked inside the government that had told him that and confirmed it as well. Because my dad did dental work on the CIA and stuff like that, to make a long story short. So this has been known for a long, long time. It's absolutely true. And John, you've been calling in for like 15, 16, maybe. How long have you been calling in, John? You haven't gotten on in years.
Oh, it's, you know, since little orphan Annie had pupils in her eyes.
All right, brother. I said I'm going to start that show years ago with our best callers. I never did it, but we finally have started doing it. So give me your name and number again. I want to have you on as a guest. All right. Wow. That was an incredible caller and absolutely powerful info he put out. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Dennis in Kentucky. Dennis, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. First, I want to say this. If it's possible, could you please bring back Emmerich's Essential Organic Mouthwash?
Yes, we're trying to do that. It's just some of these products are expensive, and you got to warehouse them. But, yes, we're going to bring back a lot of the Emmerich's Essentials. The big company we were working with, private labeling that, the left found out who it was and threatened them, so we had to redo the whole Emmerich's Essentials line because during the deplatforming, they took that away from us.
I'm sorry to hear that. Right now, I thoroughly believe Trump has woken up and so many people as far as America and its core values. Now it's time for real Americans to go and take in positions of government. And as far as this whole COVID thing, you're absolutely right. They're telling you everything is absolutely correct. The deaths that they were projecting is not through the actual COVID. It's through their vaccination. This is a modern Tuskegee experiment.
You're right. It's a giant Tuskegee experiment. It's illegal, and it's violent, and them trying to, again, make us do it. They try to make us take the shot. They try to make us comply, make us wear the mask, make us go along with it. No, we must start resisting and pointing out what it is.
Yes, sir, and that's the bottom line. Once you understand that, you're absolutely correct. They're telling you it's not the actual virus that's going to kill you. It's the shot that's going to kill you. That's why everything is unraveling the way that it is. And you're right. Is President Trump the best president we ever had? Yes, he is. Does he have fault? Yes, he does. Show me somebody who doesn't. Everybody's not going to get everything right all the time. It's just not possible.
Well, I know for a fact Trump said things are a lot worse than he thought they were. He just doesn't understand all this stuff. He's getting educated now. He knew they were trying to keep things locked down by saying there wasn't a vaccine. He thought he'd bring it out. Remember, he said, you don't have to take it. Only old people need it. Remember all that? But it got away from him. And then it was a fight over who would control the vaccine. And they said, oh, don't take Trump's vaccine, take ours. So it's all a giant mess. Regardless, he won the election. They're trying to steal it. I back President Trump. Those that don't back Trump are with Biden and the globalists. They want to act like, oh, they're holier than thou. But no, they're with Biden. They're with the globalists. Thank you so much, Dennis. God bless you. And again, I say attack Trump where he's wrong, but the point is, they're trying to steal this election, and Biden's going to be 100 times worse. We'll be right back with more calls and then a special guest.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.